This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I'm 85% likely to be in studio tomorrow.
My man, as long as you're back by Friday when we're not in studio, we're at Hard Times Cafe in Springfield, hell of a town. We will be there on Friday, as long as you're good for that. So whatever you got to do to get ready for that, you do that.
I think that's going to be a banger too, by the way. Hard Times in Springfield. We've never done a show there, but we've done a ton of shows from Hard Times at other locations. And I feel like Springfield is a nice home base, not far from, you know, where I've lived for many, many years. But I think we're going to have a lot of listeners come out on Friday. Should be a really good party going into the bye week. The boys are 8-5. Looks like they're playoff bound. Might have a coach of the year, a rookie of the year on the roster here. So no reason not to celebrate the Commanders even without a Sunday game. So come kick it with us. Our Friday field trip in Springfield at Hard Times Cafe. And I know Mr. Huhe is probably going to have to get some chili while we're there.
There's going to be some chili. And it's what else is the decision there. So I obviously spent a lot of time at Hard Times, over the years. I broadcast and judged the wing eating contest from back in the day. 106.7 The Fan and Hard Times did that. I've seen more wings consumed in a 10-minute period than you would believe. Shout out to Blue Shorts, who had to count the carcasses of the wings to see if it qualified or not. That was an unbelievable enterprise. But yeah, I've seen some things. Yeah, good old Shorts.
That was Blue's job.
That was his job those evenings. Yeah, he had to wear those like rubber glove kind of things. Those like latex gloves, whatever. And he'd sit there going, "No, this one's. There's too much meat on this bone. Set it aside." And he was counting them up. That was something.
That's a disgusting thing to do, is watch strangers eat wings.
Yeah.
And nobody loves wings more than I do, but it's not an aesthetically pleasing food to eat.
Oh, 100%. I had a rule when I was a single man way back in the day. I mean, this is so long ago. On a date, like the ones of dates that I went on, I would not eat ribs or wings in front of a lady. I was like, there's no way for me to look cool. Like dipping the thing in blue cheese and kind of like turning my head sideways and like, look, I've got so much buffalo on my lips and around my, around my face now. Do you want to go on a second date? Like, no way.
Those are short list items on the, you can't eat these on an early date. Once you're bunned up and you're in a relationship, yeah, and you've been dating the person for a little while.
Let's get some ribs, hon.
You know, that you're going to the bathroom with the door open. You're eating wings in front of them. No problem. But right away, early on, can't do it.
Can't do
what
it.
What else is on that list, by the way? Wings, ribs. Trying to think if there's something else that's super messy. Like, I would say crab picking is kind of disgusting, too. You know, not that that's an early date item, but I guess if you're, you know, starting a date in the summer, you could go to, like, a crab house. But I think it's disgusting when people sit there with the gunk all over their fingers. Like, I am a wipe as I go. You know me. I can't have messy hands.
The way you do it is ridiculous. But that was actually an early date for my wife and I, was because we're both doing it. In other words, if she gets the side salad, I'm over there with wings, like, slathering on my face. It's ridiculous.
But doesn't she have gunk all over her fingers and stuff? That's disgusting.
It's not. It's picking crabs. It's totally normal and reasonable, and you need a couple of napkins and a wet nap at the end, and every human being ever, except for you, has been fine.
And then the smell is gross on the back end.
Is it?
I mean, and I'm team crab, by the way. It doesn't sound
like it. I mean, you do sound like it. You sound like an enthusiast over there.
I sound like team dog Danny Ruye over here about how much I love dogs.
I mean, I really do love them. I hate the smell, the texture, the taste, the process, but I love them.
I'm just saying, I don't want to be trying to look good while I'm doing it. It's not the kind of activity. And if you're on a date with someone early on, that's not an image I'm looking for, is like gunky-fingered, gross-fingered crab lady. It's not fun.
No, it's totally fine. I mean, because we're both doing it. See what I'm saying? Like, if it's when there's an imbalance, when she looks ladylike and I look like a disgusting sloth monster, you know, with my face covered with like ribs in my teeth, and I'm going, can I grab a toothpick? Do you have any floss in your purse? Like, you can't do that.